Blog Talk Radio.
This is a product of DevNet Online Radio. So, this is what I got to say to y'all. Welcome to Tooth Earl with your true friend, Will of God. Now, look here, right? We coming to you straight from Long Beach, California. Me, I'm a Philly native, so I got to give a mad shout out to Philly. You know how we say it. Philly, nothing back up, I'm saying. Cali, yeah. Look here, right? Tonight is a show, and we're going to go way in. Topic is, it's your last chance. Do you really care? And we're doing another thing on top of that, which is a fundraiser campaign called Let's Save Will of God. Now, the reason why I said let's save him, that's me. These people trying to take my storage unit now, y'all. Bad enough they took the crib. Now, I got to May 25th. To save my storage unit before they do storage wars. Now, I know y'all heard storage wars. It's real. Yeah, I'm about to be part of it. And my God, what I have in that storage unit will blow each and everybody's mind because there's a lot of stuff. But if y'all want to save a brother, y'all can do it at this GoFundMe. It's at GoFundMe.com/TC4ZAWJW. That is GoFundMe.com/TC4ZAWJW. Now, we're going to have some fun tonight because we got a lot of people calling in, a lot of people talking trash, a lot of associates about to represent. But what I need to talk to y'all is about, what would you do? And how would you do it? If it was your last chance to vote, would you vote? If it was your last chance to say something to your family member, would you do it? If it was your last chance to talk to God, would you do it? Matter of fact, do you really care? Do you care what's going on out here, man? Do you care what's happening to these kids? Do you care what's happening to you? Would you care if you had to drink that dang old Flint, Michigan water that everybody forgot about all of a sudden? It seemed like it became a dead subject. Flint, Michigan? Who they? We talked about them when they was on CNN News. They ain't on the news no more, so let's go talk about them. Are you kidding me? That water's coming through a theater near you, buddy. Best believe you might got to drink it. How's it going to taste? Agua. That's all I got to say. Agua. You want some agua? We'll get you some agua. You might not like the agua, but it's going to get you. So back to what I'm saying to y'all. If you would like to talk today, if you'd like to do something today, you want to feel something today, just dial this number. 347-202-0392 and press 1 just to get live on the air. But see, we're going to keep this thing moving because there's a lot of things I got for y'all. Now, one of the things I got is some guests. They're going to be coming on. They're going to talk. So if you happen to press 1 before my guests do, then by all means. Did I say by all my, but I don't know what I just said. Did I say by all my beans? So, you know that thing back in the day, beans make you something, more you eat, the more you fart, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, beans. I don't need no beans. Y'all want some beans? I'll give you some beans. But look here, this is going to be funky, because we got a lot of people out here. Matter of fact, hold up. Let's see if we can get one of these counselors over here. Yo, yo, yo. Yo. You want to say something to people, man? You want to say something to you? All right. Go ahead, good. Yo, man, yo. Yo, yo. Are you people doing? Yeah, you. Are you? Why are you? Oh, you. Why are you? Oh, you. Why are you not here? Oh, you. Why are you not here? Hey. Oh, you. Hey. I don't need them people. Them people crazy. Do y'all understand what them... Do y'all understand what them people saying, man? Because sometimes I don't get it. I be just looking at them like, these niggas crazy. So, let's go take a station break. And go right in on this.
Get your love back. You vote for mine. What you talking about? the Republic, you're going to be winning. 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 You're
going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning.
You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going
to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're
going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning.
You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going
to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going
to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're
going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're
going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're
going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going
to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be
winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning.
You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going
to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're
going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're
going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're
going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're
going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're
going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're
going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be
winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going
to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be
winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're
going to be
winning.
You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're
going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're
going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're
going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're
going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going
to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to
be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're
going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning.
You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning.
You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going
to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be
winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going
to be winning. You're going to be winning.
You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be
winning. You're going to be winning. You're going
to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're
going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're
going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're
going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning. You're going to be winning.
I got a truck out called Thumper right now that's stirring up the dance hall, you know. You can download it on iTunes, Google Play, Apple Music. You can call it and request for it at any radio station. You can get it for 99 cents on download. Like, just keep up with me, you know. I got like about like 13, 14 more trucks that's out right now. Like, we're taking the place by storm. It's going to be like every month you're going to see a new release by GQ. So you're going to get a chance to download, find out about this artist right here that's speaking. So I want to give Philadelphia a big ups, give it our big love and respect, because after my warm, give a shout out to the people that work with Guaranteed Quality Production. Mainly, I want to give a big ups to my boy Archie Monroe, well, Monroe Entertainment, you know. And also want to give a big out to my boy Leadway. He's also an artist that rhymes and do things with Guaranteed Quality Production. I wanna also give a big shout out to you too, cause you're doing your job out here, you know. And I wanna make sure that any time that I'm in a fleet, any time that I'm there about, and I get a chance for calling, and I go calling to give you a big up. Yeah, bless it, love, and bless it, yeah, big up.
Yo, respect, man. That's what I'm talking about. Everybody gotta eat, but yo. I guess you're going to be thumping something. I know you're going to be thumping something. Yeah.
You're done, though.
You know what I mean?
You're done, though. So if people want to get a chance to hear, they can hear about at least about 15 more trucks that's out right now. Tell them check out for Break Them Down. Tell them check out for the truck called Nice. Another truck called Malaiki. If you have fake friends around, you know, people that speak our shit, make sure you play my song, Fake Friends, for them. That way they get a chance to know that you know they're faithful.
Okay. Yo, I'm ready.
All right.
No problemo, dog. But, yo, I'm glad you called, man, because, shoot, this is what I'm talking about, man. We got a lot of people. Matter of fact, whoa. Don't go nowhere, because I think somebody is on the line, too. They might want to talk to you. Welcome to Q-Throw with your Q-Fan with a guy. Who am I speaking to? That person on line, too? You ready to talk to GQ? I'm talking to you. Come on. Okay. Well, then, let's move it forward. If there's another person on the line, I advise you to speak your way right now or talk French. Which way is up, baby? Welcome to T-Terra. I guess everybody's mouth got shut. Yo. Hey, GQ.
Nah, GQ in the building. We never going nowhere, you know, baby. I was letting you
man.
To talk to the other person because I figured that it was on the phone, but you never seen up.
Yeah, I think they eyes are wide shut, but if there's somebody that's on the phone, you got static in your background, I advise you to shut the static or else we can't put you on. That's one of the problems that we're having. When a lot of people have static, they don't know what to do. So we got to understand your background noise and all that extra stuff that's going on, delete it. Then you'll be able to talk freely. You know what I'm saying? Your eye on the sparrow, you know what I'm saying, all that hot stuff, wake up. But anyway, that's what I'm saying. This is your last chance, y'all. Because if y'all don't realize what's going on right now, it's going to blow your mind. Life can be a camp. Or it can be a lovely situation. Problem is, what kind of camp do you want to be in? And I mean a camp. You can go to a camp in the summertime. Would you like to be one of the mother type of camps? Concentration camp, you know, all types of, yeah, they got camps. And they build a new camp, what we call jails. Now, imagine if you are one of those individuals who are very, very wealthy, and you never ever seen the hood. You never seen people that's poor because you stayed in the suburbs or in the rich life, Beverly Hills, whatever the heck you're at. And finally, there happens to become a natural disaster or maybe a terrorist attack, and you have to squander, live, move, associate with the hood. How would you feel?
Now, what would you do if you were that individual that talked so bad about poor people? When you dog them out, when you just literally obliterated them because you felt like it, because you thought it was a good joke. Now you're in that situation. Do you really care, man? Because, look, man, it's your last chance, y'all, to figure out who you are and where you want to be and what you're going to do with your life. Because that day coming, man, it's called revelation. Life is going to change, and it's going to come like a, I ain't even want to say what it's going to come like because I don't even know. It's going to hurt your feelings. That's all I got to say. Because all
hey,
that Tim. Stuff you, what?
What's up with you, though, bro? Just ask you mom back on here. What's up with you?
I don't know, but you just made me just shut down real quick. I was about to go in, and you just said,
my bad.
And chill.
No, my bad.
What's up with you? I'm like,
no, we,
nigga,
what's up with you? Cause we don't have that much time because we're in the studio right now. We doing some shit right now.
Hey, wait a minute. You're killing me with the curse words, man. What do you mean? You forgot the bullshit.
Oh, sorry, my bad. I apologize.
Hey, man, I got kids listening. Hey, kids, you did not say tit. You didn't say
I apologize,
that.
Bro. I meant dookie. No, just
yeah, you know what I mean? Yo, bro, hey, where was you at today, Anthony Monroe?
I was down at Philly Streets Talk Live. Down on 61st and Market Street today.
Did you see any good talent?
I heard a lot of good performances. One of my artists, Long Live Frost, was on stage, tore the stage down. You know how that is. They also on Comcast Channel 66, 1 o'clock in the morning on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They also on Verizon Channel 29, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday too. So I come out
okay.
to support everybody. You know what I mean? I support everybody.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Well, hey.
If anybody got any questions for me, feel free to ask.
Hey,
well,
Chili.
Chili, I got a new song
that's about to hit the airwaves too. It's called Damn.
It's called what?
Damn.
Oh, damn. I mean, darn.
Damn.
Yo, man, why you make me go there, man? You what the heck? Well, matter of fact, let's go, since you want to go there, I got to bring the pastor up in here. We got a chaplain. Of course, that's Purpose King Network. Chaplain, you on the
air? You got a pastor up in there?
We got GQ in the house there. We got GQ in the house talking about whatever.
The world that beavers build.
Yeah, it's what beavers build.
It's what beavers build.
It's what a beaver build, you know? A dam.
Well, okay. Hey, Savvy.
This is GQ
and Anthony Monroe. This is an artist.
He's coming out. Metaphorically.
Oh, that's what you meant. Okay, good job. He's coming out with some music. And he's already on SoundCloud at, when you say SoundCloud, what?
No, it's on iTunes.
Oh, iTunes.
Yeah, iTunes. You got to pay for my music, baby.
Okay. Yeah. Talk to the world, baby. Talk to the world.
Well, first, right. It's not just me. We got a little party line going on over here. You know, we want to keep the truth of what will of God does. So,
wait a minute. You tell me you got Purpose Kingdom Network all up in the house?
Hey. I'm hanging with the two
wow.
A's.
Hey, what's up?
And we got Anthony Monroe.
Yo.
Monroe Entertainment.
Yeah. Yo, that's a party, y'all.
The kingdom had to come on over and visit with you. We got much love and respect for you. Young brother, now I know it was Anthony and who?
Anthony Monroe and GQ.
And GQ, okay. Well, hello,
Monroe Entertainment.
And GQ.
You can't forget that, Jeff.
Oh, Monroe Entertainment,
okay.
Yeah.
Monroe Entertainment, you can't forget GQ Guaranteed Quality Productions as well.
Okay. I know that's right. We're going to say just pronounce the whole name. Pronounce us all the way.
For sure.
Well, we got to
give you the whole name. We ain't give you the whole name, we wouldn't be right. We got to be politically correct.
Especially
yeah,
since
that
man said I had to pay for his music. I know that's right. Let me know where my money goes. Amen.
That's right.
But no, I am for supporting new artists and what they're
right.
doing in the movement. And this is the funny part. My people are from the island, so you know I love that reggae flavor and swag. So
I guarantee you're gonna love GQ.
Okay.
Let me know what you're going to say now so I can get out the way. We're going to Cali. We're going to take it everywhere.
Yeah, you can download my music no matter where you're at on the, in the Spanish, okay?
Well, look, wait a minute. I'm sorry, sure. I know this is show. I just want to hear him say that one more time. Say that one more time, McSweetie. Say that.
You can download my music anywhere on the planet, yeah?
Oh, yeah. We hear you, Mom.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that accent. I'm sorry.
I do, too. Say that again.
Uh-oh.
I'm about to be Stella.
Yeah.
Download it on
hit
my groove on.
Yeah, you know that you feel something guaranteed quality, okay, baby? So, not
yeah,
about no.
Yeah.
Then, modest
yo,
little song called Damn That's Coming Out.
You sound nice. Keep talking, baby.
Every sexy girl that knows that this
is blessing my spirit.
Know,
I'm about to get slain.
Nice.
Nice.
Nice. Well,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You're blessing my soul right here.
This song that I just did, called Damn, is for every sexy woman that knows that she's sexy, you know? And she's sexy and she know it like, damn.
Damn. Damn is right.
Hey, Chappie, Andrea, and Adrian, do not hang up that phone. We got to bring Shabazz in also. But, yo, if anybody out there that think they can talk Jamaican, you want to make these girls say something? You better dial this number, 347-202-0392, and press 1. Because it's turned up now. Oh, we going
hey,
in.
Jim.
We going all the way in. What's up?
Hey, Jim.
No.
Jim.
What?
Jim, you can let them know they can download their panties on iTunes.com.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm messing.
Yeah, I know. I'm about to figure out how you going to do that one, man.
You'll be right back. You should go and take a pause for the call. She'll be right back, though.
Yo, but hey, we got Shabazz on the. Hey, wait a minute. I got to talk to Adrian, too. Adrian!
Yeah!
Adrian!
What's up, girl?
Hey, yo!
Adrian!
You know, yes.
What's up with D Block, baby? Talk to me, girl!
Straight times, you know, we out here, we doing our thing. We putting God everywhere.
That's right.
You get no sleep, you get no rest, wherever you look.
Hey, I want to know, can you hear this? Can you hear what I just was playing?
Can you hear what you just said? What'd you say?
Can you hear what I just was playing? I'm going to see if I can play a little louder. It's going to be a sneak preview of a song that's coming out for the film.
Are you going to give us a sneak peek of your music? Live on the air?
A sneak peek of a new song.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
You about to make him go to the river deck. Here we go. He going to start whining out here.
Damn, the twerking.
Let's go. Here we go.
All right, hold on. Let us know if you can hear it.
All right, you better move fast, because Shabazz.
Yes, sir.
Oh, what's up, dog? We got to talk to DB in a minute. Hold up.
Can you hear it?
Not really.
Not really.
I'm gonna have to take the bass out and put the top.
Can y'all hear it?
A little bit. You can turn it up a little louder.
It's not really too clear. You might can't turn it up too loud, though, bro.
All right, let's do this. Check this out. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. Hey, Anthony Monroe and GQ, can y'all hear me now? We're doing the Verizon commercial. Hey, GQ, this is what we want you to do. Hey, GQ. GQ. Hey, GQ. Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
yo, listen to this, man. This is what I want you to do. Hey, GQ.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Give them a live freestyle right in their face, right in their brain, right in their brain cells. Just give it to them. Give them something. If you ain't got a freestyle, give them something written. I don't care. Just give them something. Make them. Never mind. You give them something.
Y'all got him in his bag now.
All right. Sweet, sexy girl, don't you know that's right? Every single night, I wanna see sweet your tie. Hold nice and close, just like me dynamite. Yeah, don't you know you're blowing me out the side. Sweet baby girl, don't you know that's right? Every single day, I want a piece of you. Tear it up, ram it and jam it, me keep it true. That's why they call the boy named GQ. Do it every day, that's why the girl call me. Know what I want, that's why my belly. Stay extra full, cause she cook for me. But she keep me wood and she keep me fully.
Hey, yo!
When they come down to nice belly, me tear it up around it up daily. Make a girl go for scream, G-G-G. K-K-A, that's the double-double-D. Tell them, biggity, bad man, you know, say what me do. You wait every day, that's why them boy don't have a clue. GQ number one, that's why murder all the crew. You wait, that's how me do, to swallow you. Biggity, bad man, that's for all me do. Flex on me, flip this row. Kill a pussy boy, yes, and the that's cool. Biggity, bad man, that's the GQ.
Hey,
yo. With them I go.
Wow. Let me get a counselor on the phone. Hey, Shabazz.
What y'all think so far?
Hey, Shabazz.
Hey, bro.
Shabazz,
what you think about the brother
named GQ, dog?
First of all, GQ, that definitely was official, bro. Definitely. Your flow was definitely a 10. Your voice was a 10. Your deliverance was a 10. What more can I say, man? My name is Shabazz.
Why you talking about MGM? MGM, man, what the heck you doing, man?
Okay, let me tell you what we doing over here, bro. Definitely down with your movement, too. MBM stands for mind-blowing management. That means we do everything from rapping, writing, whatever you can do. I don't care if you know how to tie shoestrings upside down on your forehead or whatever. We taking black, white, Puerto Ricans, Japanese, Chinese, Vietnamese, anybody on their feet or living on their knees. We don't on anybody. We deal with anybody whoever's trying to make a good, powerful impact out here. We leaving the guns alone and leaving the ones alone and bringing the funds back home. You know what I'm saying? That's the umbrella we under here.
Oh my God.
Your flow. And we just not Philly based. We worldwide. Taste. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
Yes, sir. Internationally known, you know?
Hey, can I say
one thing to you? Your phone going in and out, man, when you talking, man, so you better talk good.
Hey, Chill, can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you. Talk to me.
Hey, you listen, the other day, the funniest thing, right, I met this young girl, right, and I told her, I said, listen, you got good potential, you know what I'm saying? I said, like, I would like to really work with you. She said, I went on Facebook, I went on Instagram, and I seen none of your work. I said, listen, babe, a true artist, he doesn't tell, he shows. And he doesn't have to show through social media. He show up and show and do what he do on the spot. Because there's a million hungry people out here that's ready to bite or take a piece of your work and run with it. I done had it done to me for years. I done wrote for some of the, from the east to the west, some of the worst to the best. And I learned this lesson. You never show your trick, your trade to nobody. That's a lesson in this game, no matter what you're doing. You perform when you're on stage, no matter if it's free or for a fee, but you definitely don't do it just for somebody just to see or anybody just to hear, because anybody could take a smidgen of your work and run it and go diamond with it. And you can't do nothing but hang yourself because you did it to yourself. So to make a, we're not going to turn a meatball into a meatloaf. We're going to keep it simple and plain and short. Definitely respecting my man that just got on GQ. Your flow was definitely astronomical. It was way out of space. That thing was nice. It wasn't too and it wasn't no yeah. It was just right. Definitely feeling mind blowing. Definitely with that. You know what I'm saying? You can look up on Instagram, see some of the artists you're working with. My man DJ Chill, he's definitely a part of that situation. He can spill it and let you know about it. Like, we got a whole bunch of good brothers and sisters. It's all on the same page. And we read and we turn in together. But we definitely out here. We definitely out here.
What's your Instagram?
I like what you
What's
just
your Instagram,
said.
Shabazz?
I like what you just
It's mine underscore management, Cohen underscore management. We got
what?
All types of artists out here. Mine underscore Blowing underscore management.
Okay.
To make it
now,
with more clarity, excuse me. And our short is MBM. And our sign is the two fingers up over your heart, the loose deuces. That's one for the people that's out here still making it, and for the one laying down is for the people we lost out here to keep conscious about we doing what we doing out here. So that's
okay.
Our symbol, you know.
Okay,
so.
Hey, Chappie, Andrea, and Adrian, do not hang up. We got a lot to talk about. But we got a call on line five. Who am I speaking to? Welcome to Blue Throne with your two friends, Will and Dean. Call on line five. Hello.
Yo, what's up, Will? Can you hear me?
Oh, my God, this is a party. Yo, is this who I think it is?
Yeah, it's Rob.
Yo!
Wow.
Yo,
what's up,
we,
man?
We got the party animals of DASF. No, we ain't got them in there. But anyway, we got Purpose Kingdom Network all up on the daggone radio. What?
Yo,
we got
Will,
GQ on the phone,
man.
And we got this daggone brother named Shabazz, and we got the world listening. What's up, man?
Hey, Will, let me ask you something, man. Who number one in your life, man?
Jesus.
You're not number one in your life?
No.
No, man, you're a hard-working man. And I'm going to tell you something. We talked earlier this week. One thing I know is that you go through things and you keep supporting, you keep pushing, you keep helping. But what about yourself?
I don't think about myself.
Yeah.
I think about everybody else.
Let me just take for like 30 seconds. And I'm just going to think, and I'm going to be Will. For 30 seconds, all right? Let me do that, all right?
Yeah.
I'm Will of God. And right now, I got 4 storage units. Total price for those units is $3,973. Guess what, people? Mm. If you love me and you support me, you can help me out. I got a GoFundMe account. It's at GoFundMe.com/4C4ZAWJW. Minimum is $5. Please help me out. Right now, I was at a point in my life where I needed to store my stuff or lose it all. Now I'm going to lose all my stuff. Can you help me out? If you help me out, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine. I still will help you in the future. This is Will of God. Thank you.
Wow.
All right, that's my impersonation of you.
Wow.
All right, that was my 30 seconds impersonation of you, all right? And I guess what
he made me
say
this all.
Just say, but, not saying that all good deeds, you know, deserve a reward, but, you know, Will, you do a lot for everybody all this week. Man, I was with you all this week, not physically, you know, but pretty much, you know, we talk. And right now, I think that was something that needed to be said. You know, you give your all, you give 130%, and that other 20%, I guess you use that for rest. But you know, that other 20%, if you're not using it to help yourself, you know, I'm gonna step in there, and you know, what I mean, I'm gonna be your brother. And I'm gonna help you out as best I can. You know, I mean,
man. That's crazy, no. Man. We just trying to make me get all choked up on the daggone radio,
hey, Rob.
Man.
Hey, Rob.
Hey,
what?
Hey, Rob, hey, can I make a comment?
Yeah.
Can I make a comment? This is GQ talking. Can I make a comment?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I want to know what type of situations you're going through in your life.
Yeah, he's going down,
you
man.
You know what? He's not going to tell you, so we're going to put it out there, y'all. And
right,
anybody that
right.
can bless Will, because
no,
Will
asking,
has blessed everybody.
It's the reason why I'm asking, you know, Chili. It's the reason why I'm asking, you know. It's a very important reason why I'm asking, too.
What's that reason?
The reason is this. You know, there's another way you can pay for your bills on the planet besides paying money and going out working. See it. That's how it works. Is by discharging debt.
Discharging debt, you say?
Discharging debt.
Explain that to the people, GK.
What you do is you're actually calling IRS to account receivable, and you're telling them you would like to discharge your debt through IRS. IRS is actually the account receivable for every single company, corporation on the planet that you deal with.
Is that right?
They all have an EIN number. They all have a company organization number. They all report to the IRS. If they don't report to the IRS, they are illegal. That's how you know.
Y'all boys is crazy.
He said, wait a minute. He dropping some serious knowledge.
I'm just letting y'all know some serious mathematics that's, you know, that's proven to work. But some people don't go that route. Some people do because they recognize certain things on this planet and certain ways you have to be on this planet. You know, I big up to everybody out there
wow.
that's always been hardworking, that's been doing a good job, you know, doing their 9-to-5, working to make their money to support their family. But if they find out about this, I don't think they'll go to work tomorrow.
Wow.
It's a difference. And this is what they mean about the American
wow.
society. If the American society figure this shit out from the start, they won't go to work.
All right, let's hear
you know what?
You
know what?
Can you repeat everything you just said before? So
before he does that, guys, at GQ, I gotta come on, guys. What he just said is the main reason. Oh, by the way, I'm the god of radio. Let him go. Listen, what he just said. Don't forget now when you are born. You are a corporation from the gate. The IRS looks out for people. That's why you think that all these great people out there file for bankruptcy. Because they already know what time it is. GQ, just let them know, man.
Mm-hmm.
I digress, man. I'm just producing. I'm listening. You know me. I fall back. I'm humble.
I wasn't trying to get into my political bag, you know, but hey, man, it's called jurisprudence, man. Jurisprudence. And I think everybody that's in my era should know it.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
So when you call and you say, you know, you want to have your debt discharged, is it like something, a proper form you have to ask for? Because, you know, they're not going to tell you.
It's a process.
They're not going to tell
us. Yes,
they
will tell you. No, listen. It's a process. And yes, they will tell you. And like one of the great masters said, you know, before, you speak under intelligent tone, you will get a favorable reply. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I want you to speak on an intelligible term, and you, when you call them, you're going to say, hey, you know, I'm calling for accounts receivable. And when they catch you in the accounts receivable, let them know you're trying to discharge your debt. And you'd like to know the proper way to be able to do that and which location to send your information to. They will assist you. That is their job.
Wow.
Wow. I didn't
Amen.
Know.
That's,
Amen.
That's,
wow.
Hold on, guys. It's called application for certification of discharge from IRS.gov. Now, you just want the number. The man got the number. Because my name is Olad. I do it all. That's what I do. I'm going to give you the number right now. Folks out there, we're out of Long Beach, California, 347-202-0392. It's crazy how this man
Hold on. Back up. Stop. Pause. Stop. Pause. Rewind. Say that whole thing all over again.
We are going to give the number. We're going to give it the number. Don't worry. But listen here. Catch up with me now because I'm saying it real at all deliberate speed. So you got to make sure you stand with me. It's called the Application for Certification of Discharge, and it is true. You can do it. All you got to do is call IRS. And I was about to get a number before I was interrupted, so let me do my thing. Thank you very much. You can easily go on the internet. You go to IRS.gov, and the number is... Here we go. The number to the IRS for you to go ahead and handle that situation. First of all, make sure that you you have this special number to file this. Make sure you have all the information. You're going to need a whole lot of you got to let the IRS know. Like I said, like GQ said, you have to make sure that you're talking in a very legible and very intellectual rate so that way they can understand what you're saying. And you have to show proof of your debt, okay? And you're ready for this, guys? Your debt can be $25,000 or less. Did you hear that, Will? $25,000 or less. So you can definitely file. Isn't that crazy? So here's the number, folks.
Wow.
I'm that boy. This I don't know. I just me kiss myself. 1-800-913
Hey, I love you. I love you.
Keep up with me now, because the person says, are you talking too fast? Well, keep up with me, then you're gonna be too slow. 1-800-913-6050 1-800-913-6050 Also, you can call Section 422. Her name is Sandy. I'm out, y'all. I'm great.
Wow. Hey, y'all heard what he said, man. But look, nobody hang up this phone because we still got a caller on line 6. Welcome to 2-3 with your true friend, Willa God. Who am I speaking to?
After all the information, they might be calling back in a little while. So.
Do we got self on there? This is the party line.
You know what I mean? Everybody talking at the same time. Listen, right. We got self on line right now. Before we bring self on, I'm gonna bring on Bev Nat Strong. Now listen, we got Purpose Kingdom, but then two thirds of the Purpose Kingdom is on the line is Bev Nat Strong. That's Adrian Allen as well as your Purpose. Can I get a witness out there?
Amen.
So we got two networks on Blog Talk, two black businesses on Blog Talk. Did you hear that one, Chaplain Tyleen Daly? Did you hear what I just said? Two black businesses on Blog Talk.
Look at that.
How about that? And they hate that too. And they hate me every day.
I love
you. This Antonia Bass. Better than that strong before we bring on stuff. Tony.
Hey.
All right.
Antonia. How you doing, Will? What's up, girl?
Oh my God, what is going on with you, baby? It's your last chance. Do you really care?
Oh, well, listen, I mean, I'm enjoying your show. So, you know, I don't have a lot to say tonight except for you all had me laughing. And it's good to hear from the young ladies. And thank you very much, producer.
You got it.
Will,
any day of the week, any day of the week. I love to get that truth out there to the people.
Where's Chappie in the mat?
Okay.
Where's Adrian in the mat?
Oh, they are
right
still
here,
on the line.
Right,
it's on the line.
Right,
Antonio
was talking to y'all.
Now, listen.
Oh,
we got
hey,
right now. She's on the line, guys. We got to bring on Self. Self is in. So, Tony's still there. Right now, she got a little echo in the background, so I'm going to eliminate that so we have a thorough show, no pun intended.
It's interesting radio show.
Self, what's going on, my brother?
Yo.
Okay. We got Philly Zone, my homie, my rap partner from back in the day. He doing comedy shows. Yeah, we here to stay. Oh, what's that boy named Self? Back in the day, he was another name. Granted, but we can't do it because y'all just can't stand it. Hey, yo, Self, talk to these cats, man. Did you wonder what?
What's up, bro? What's going on? Shabam.
Yo, what's up, guys? How you doing, bro?
But definitely
yo, what's up, Self? This is Rob, man. I ain't hear you in a minute. What's up, man?
What's up, Rob? How are you, man? How y'all doing, man? I'm just sitting back.
Yeah, we doing. We blessed, man. How about you, man? We ain't hear from you in a minute, man. What's up?
Man, I'm blessed. I've been on my business, John, man. We got Philly Funny Friday. July 8th at Treasures Comedy Show and After Party. I've been working on that, man, putting that together. So, you know, July 8th, come down to Treasures, Philly Funny Friday. Not the one that they promoting up at the joint in West Philly.
I know what you're talking about.
We great bring Treasures back, you know what I mean? Like, we will bring comedy to Treasures. Treasures already a jumping spot, but I'm just listening to y'all, man, and the knowledge that the brother GQ gave, I was unaware of that, man.
I wrote every word down.
They say learn something new every day, man. I just learned something. Only problem, my desk is more than 25,000, so they ain't going to help me.
There is a number for you too. There is a number for I'm not able to get that to you. I'll give it to you I'll call you and give you that number. But there is a number for anybody who has a debt, and that means you either your own self business or you are a conglomerate when you over 25,000.
So, they're going to keep that man on hold because they know he's holding something. So the IRS wants your money too. They want to make sure that you get it. I'm a conglomerate, man, but this ain't about my conglomerate. This is about the student loan. This is about the student loan. Right.
It's crazy. Will, this is great, man. I did not want to come on the show, GQ. Right now, man, you make me sick, GQ, because I did not want to come on. I wanted to hear everybody talk. But when he talked about something that I already knew, I had to share. And I had the number on speed dial. I'm out.
Yeah. But you know what the best part about it is?
Go ahead, baby, talk.
You know what the best part about it is, GQ? And I just want to say that, you know, the knowledge that you dropped was, like, really good, but it was it was so sexy. It made you listen.
Yes.
Can you say my name?
Right.
I just
want to
say, my name is
Adrian.
And
can you say my name?
The GQ
was in the
phone. Oh, my God. Did she just say it was sexy?
GQ, can you do the intro to my show? Because these females are going like way over the top now.
He's a superstar.
I need you to say my name so I can get slayed in the spirit.
Oh,
Is there anybody out there that's listening
to this show and you can speak Jamaican or you can speak any type of language that sounds like it's Jamaican, You got it, man. You might want to call the number right now.
347-202-0321. No.
In other words, man, they don't want you to be faking Jamaican. Yeah, don't fake Jamaican.
You said
we want the purebred.
No, you messed up right there. You said don't.
All right, man, that.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let Chappy speak. Yo, shut up.
Hold on, guys. One shot.
My dad is back in the building.
Go ahead. What'd you say?
I just want to say you gave the call out to call in if they talk anything that sounds like Jamaican. No, we don't know what sound like Jamaican. Listen. I know some Jamaican folk that don't sound Jamaican. I told
you. There you go.
We from the island. But if you sound like GQ, can you say something? Just say hello, world. Just bless
hello,
God
world.
With your voice.
Say my name.
Bless the Lord, people. You know, I said GQ, not a blood, not building. My God, I always ring out for the people, you know, because it's true, you know. All right. We have a certain accent tone. It depends on what we are going to say and what we about to, you know, talk about. If you listen to it closely, you can always hear the sounds that we about to say or the word that we both will attempt to say. You see what I said? I don't know if people hear me or not.
Yes.
But yeah.
No, we can hear you clearly, honey. That's why we got quiet. We can hear you loud and clear.
They hear me.
And understand, it wasn't just the fact that you sound with the accent very sexy, but that you speak with intelligence that made it
exactly.
Sexy.
Exactly.
So please, when we are sitting here saying, see, these are three grown women on the phone. When we are sitting here saying, oh, we want the accent, no, I don't want the accent. I want the intelligence of the man that is speaking. Please don't ever get it twisted.
It's your last chance. Do you really care? Oh, my God. Yo,
hey,
what's
the female?
We going in this
shit.
What's the female?
Hey, listen. Can I say something, yo?
Yeah,
can
man. It's the last chance. Do you really care?
It's two things that women find sexy about a man overlooked and built. That's confident. Matter of fact, it's three things.
Yeah, I'm about
confident,
to say.
Confidence, intelligence. And smell good. Those
Wait
are three
minute.
Things
no,
that captivate
no,
a woman.
Things. It's four things. They want to know if you can work it out. If you can't work it out, they don't need
Will. 13, Will. You forgot.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Well, you're not working out. I'm talking about them saying you can work out at the gym.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't.
I'm talking about the gym. You know, LA Fitness.
No, you weren't.
You know.
Brother O.
Can I touch that since he asked about women?
Please.
The first brother was right. What you talking about, Will, is an extra bonus. Because if we have the other three, trust and believe, the last one going to be cool. So, once again, understand, women are emotional, mental creatures. That's a physical act. You want to know why women aren't happy at home in relationships? because y'all talking too much nonsense. Just shut up and let us think about and concentrate what we're trying to do. Just
all right,
shut
wait
up.
Imagine if you had the three things, right? And the last thing was a shrinky dink. You'd be happy with a shrinky dink?
It would be fine.
If you have the intellectual, which is more emotional.
Hey, listen,
handles are emotional. If you
that's when you got to work on your tongue game, bro.
We're talking about eating candy. We're talking about eating candy and lollipops and Snickers and peanut butter and baby roots. All types of candy.
Shut up. Listen, hold on. We got to make sure this is a PG-13 show, guys, and we're taking it to another level.
Oh,
we are not being supposed to go. I have a show on Thursday night. It's called Misunderstanding. We can go there all day long. This is PG-13, guys. Let's keep it as producer. Let's keep it.
All right, all right.
This
is your last chance.
Do you really care?
I got to say, you got to dial this number, y'all. 347-202-0392 and press 1 just to get live on the air. If you do not press 1, you ain't going to be able to join this party with GQ and the crew.
You're talking about PG-13. Now, PG-13
no.
in the world.
No, PG. I know, that's PG-40.
PG-13 in this world.
No. PG-40.
PG-40.
We up to a whole lot of levels.
Wait a minute,
well,
first you say what you got to say.
Do we have anybody over 21 in the
group? PG-13.
No.
We've been doing PG-40 for a minute.
We went way beyond. Stop playing.
Listen, guys. What we're gonna do is we're not gonna go off that. We're gonna just get back into the topic at hand, and we'll. First of all, GQ and our brother Anthony, I just want to thank you guys for coming on the show tonight. And causing all this craziness to come on. I love it because it's old school BetNet.
Listen.
Yeah.
Anybody out there, they can find me on Facebook at Anthony Monroe, Monroe Entertainment, but it's Anthony Monroe. You can find me on Instagram at Skeletor8888, that's 4H. You can find GQ at
Guaranteed Quality Productions on Instagram. You can find
Yo,
me.
Yo, but man, I can't understand a word you just said, GQ.
I'm typing. You got it on hand.
Yo, say all of it.
Tell them. Guaranteed Quality Productions
on Facebook.
On Facebook.
I also got GQ on Facebook.
And GQ on Facebook.
That's our Guaranteed Quality Productions on Instagram.
Guaranteed Quality Productions on Instagram.
Also on Twitter.
Also on Twitter.
And GQ on Ula Link. It's a new thing called Link, you know.
GQ called Link.
No, it's a new thing called Link.
Hey, Roy, did you get that fish? Say her name.
I guarantee they're going to be rewinding this.
Hey, listen, man. I see y'all social, y'all socializing on, but I got to turn the table real quick, man. Anybody hear about the 15-year-old Brandon Wingo that got killed?
Yeah, we did.
I brought it up tonight.
Y'all spoke about that?
You talking about
the
media?
We talked about it on Purpose Kingdom Network News
at
9
o'clock.
What's going on with our youth, man? Like, that, you asked a very good question. Do you really care? What's going on with our youth, man?
You know what, Self? This is something that we had to do in our each and every neighborhood that we live in. This is not what we should do.
No, you know what it is? I'm going to say something.
At this place,
hold
at that place. You have to start in your own.
But I want to
just
say one thing.
I want to
say one thing. It's all because of poverty.
It's not going to take that long. One thing I'm just saying is this starts in each and everybody's neighborhood. Okay, this is not, even though that this is like one of the untrusting societies that we have right here on the planet Earth, right now, though, this is one of the most basic societies we had during slavery, whereas though we watched one another's kids. We did not let one of the master's children or nephews or whatever grab our people to rape them or whatever in the fields. This is when we look out no matter what it took. And if even they cut their tongue out or chop their foot off or their arm off for interfering, we did whatever cost it took for them not to abuse us. Even though we were in captivity, we made sure that we did. Everybody keeps saying, okay, well, if I was a slave, I wouldn't do this and I wouldn't do that. But guess what? You wasn't a slave. You didn't know what was done to preserve our society at that time, okay? So now, we're right here right now today. We are in economic slavery, and you are not doing anything, okay? So where are your guts? Where do you stand? What are you doing to help our people? Do that in your neighborhood. Don't say, yeah.
Right, Rob, you said a good point there, too, and I'm glad everybody's listening, too. It's not only economic slavery, but also institutionalized slavery. That comes from your athletes, from entertainment, all run by, you know, that person. So it's simple. You must respect your own home before you can go out and tell anybody anything or show anybody anything. Charity starts at home, period. And I always say that if you have next-door neighbors, check in on them, and then teach the community how to check on each other. It starts in your one block, your one community, and if you care about those folks, when was the last time anybody checked on the elderly in their block? To make sure they're okay in the wintertime or the summer or the summertime. Yeah, that's correct.
I do
it. It starts. I'm not talking about what we do. We're collective intellectuals on radio. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about we have to do and be an example to others. I know Will God got my back on this one. To be an example for others. So that way, when you come out, they know what you are. They know what you are about. And that way, we can build. And if people say, well, that's hard. Okay, well, it starts. Like, let me tell you something. Justice and freedom starts in your own front door. Can I get a witness? Justice and freedom
Amen.
Starts when you walk over your threshold every day. So don't come to me talking about, oh, the kids won't make it. Or look. Like I said, y'all lucky it's PG-13. Because, you know, I'll let you have it on here. Because, you know, we slip all the time. Educational fundamentals are the key. And let me tell you something. Tell your child that discipline is never the enemy of enthusiasm. Now take that intellect and run with it.
Now, everybody wants to know why everybody keeps saying that when you send your child to school, why do you depend more on that teacher? I'm going to tell you something. When I went to school, my mother checked my homework before I even
there
took it back
go.
In.
There
and when
go.
I came back home and
right?
said it was wrong, my
there
mother sent a note right back with my homework and told her and said, look at the previous day. And she looked at the note and she said, listen, this is why my son was not right with this answer.
There you go.
If you have a problem with that, call me at this number.
Wait a minute, Chapman, you're there, right? Now, Chapman, you hear me loud and clear?
Hold on, Rob, I got you.
Listen, there's something on the app right now, and I'm glad Chapman's going to tune in, going to chime in on this one. Guys, all the folks out there, here's another thing. Self, you're going to love this one, being a teacher, ready? It's called Remind. please make sure that you have. I have it. Okay. Because my son can never tell me nothing. Because I know everything that goes on with the teacher. I know he's active in class. Hey, how you doing, Mr. So and So? How are you doing right now at 2 o'clock, sir? My son, blah blah blah. Did he get his math homework that you sent home, or does he have it in his file? Now that doesn't mean that you know. I tell my son all the time, one day daddy's gonna let you fall, because I can't always look at you all the time. We're trying to raise. I don't care what race you are, because this is not about race. It's about doing the right thing. All parents out there, make sure that your children are critical thinkers out there, folks. That they can think, and I know Dre got my back. We talked about this many times about her son and how she trained him, right, Dre? Make sure that they're critical thinkers.
That's right.
If they don't critically think, they're going to fall out here in this society. Chappie, what you want to say?
I wanted to say, back to that question that started the conversation on what do we do about our youth. Because everything that was said so far is true. And the topic for tonight is so prevalent to that question,
awesome.
Do we really care? Because it's good that we who are talking and some who are listening fight for our children and we fight with our children to get them to where they need to be successful individuals in this world. However, we know that all parents don't. So what
right
do
now.
We do with this youth? It comes back to having guts, as was said earlier. And the guts that I'm talking about is the guts to stand up to other youth who are not your children.
Come on now. Come on now.
In the street doing things that they have no business doing, do you sit like other adults and talk about them? Or do you tell them to cut it the hell out? Stop.
Can I
smash those children up and take them home to their parents, even if it means that you might have to get into an argument with their parents because you drug their child home to them? Do we really care? See, at the end of the day, it's not what we do in our homes with our children, because at the end of the day, we have to send our children outside into the streets with their children. And their children always has a greater effect on our children. So therefore, we have to become the parenting factor to all children. I was on the bus one day with some children from Central High School in Philadelphia, and Central High School is one of the top high schools in Philadelphia. And these children were filth foul, like for about three blocks, to the point that one of my elders quit. And I had to say to them, okay, enough. Stop. Y'all are supposed to be the smartest of the smartest, and you're telling me that the smartest of the smartest is not smart enough to know that there are certain conversations you don't have in open mixed company? You mean to tell me
not
that
right
the
now.
Smartest of the smartest think that this is the only way that you can hold a conversation, or that you are supposed to conduct yourselves in the city when you are out in public or at all for some of y'all for what y'all are doing and saying? Right. If this is what my future holds, or you are the generation who's going to run this world when I become an elderly, then I'm very afraid.
You better believe it. Better believe it.
What I'm saying to you all is we have to confront them. We have
That's
to
correct.
Tell them, stop. Enough. Stop looking at the little boys with their pants down around their behinds or their sides and tell them to pull their damn pants up. And if you have to, give up your pack of cigarettes, your nickel bag of weed or whatever your habit is, your beers, your alcohol, go to the dollar store, $5, whatever y'all call it, wherever you live at, and buy them children a damn belt.
Come on now. Hold on, I gotta say this too, and I thank Chappie for that. And like I always say, are you willing to die for your children? And that's what that part of it too, because like, did you hear what she said? She said that the child outside has more influence on your child than your critical thinking child. Because his situation, the pressure and the peer is horrible these days. And the culture within these young youth, no matter what culture, no matter if they're black, white, Asian, Exactly. You ready? Each one, reach one, teach one. That's the whole advocate adage. Am I correct? Am I correct? Or am I wrong? Am I, you know, did I lose something there? I don't know. Self, go ahead.
All right, I'm gonna say a couple of things. One, all of that fall under corporate slavery. You know what I mean, everything y'all said, institutionalized,
it's all
corporate slavery. But here's
No, it doesn't.
Huh?
Hold on.
Right?
One show, guys.
Let's shut that thing now, Rob. Yeah, am I allowed to talk or something? Or I gotta sit back like a spinach rabbit.
You can't say that's wrong when corporate America it was running the country. That's what have us in corporate slavery. How many of
no,
us
got corporate slavery? Is
how
many,
I let you talk. I never interrupted you. I never said a word. Hear me out, bro. You understand that? First off, how many of us own our own businesses? Not many. Not many at all. How many of us are out there slaving on another man's plantation who's taken out of our paycheck before we see it? A whole lot of us. A whole lot of us. How many of us aren't working at all? Many of us. All of that falls under corporate slavery, man. Institutionalized. When you go to school, I just sat there and told you I can't get help from the IRS because my bills is over $25,000. $100,000 of that is institutionalized slavery from an institution, bruh. And that's how they stick you. Because when you don't pay it, it increases, and they don't expect you to pay it. So all of that falls under slavery. Now, as far as what Chappie was saying, I agree 110%. From a former teacher, a lot of y'all, I get on this show and I promote the comedy shows and I promote the apparel and all that other stuff. But what you don't hear me often talk about, because we don't have these conversations often, is I have a nonprofit youth organization called On Point 360, and that deals with teaching children etiquette. It deals with teaching children a trade. This is what I'm building now. I'm putting a team together to get this off the ground now. And I started this when I was teaching. So I see this in the schools all the time. The problem is, it ain't the kids. Children are going to be children. You can't expect the children to do what an adult would do. You can want them to. But then you gonna say they being fresh and grown. Pick a struggle. A child is gonna be a child. The problem, like Chappie said, is in the household. A lot of these children don't have no one at home that even care about them or much less be responsible for them. I work in a juvenile residential facility to this day. And I drop kids off at home to parents who ain't there. The parents who would throw a key out the window and tell a five-year-old to open the door. This is far beyond just children being children. The difference between then and now is we used to operate under something called it takes a nation, it takes a village. We don't do that no more. Like Chappie said, like people get mad at me all the time because I see two children fighting in the street. I pull over, I get out, I break the fight up. And I was told one day by a family member, yo, one of these days something's going to happen to you doing that. All right, well, let it. Because that means
that's
something
it.
Didn't happen to one of them children. And again, another issue, fathers are not prevalent in the home today no more. I see the difference. I got two daughters that straight-A students, 1-9, 1-15 in her first year of high school in Kappa. Straight A student doing her thing. I sit down with them and do homework with them. I check homework. I check report cards and make sure grades are right. I sign permission slips. That's missing in the home today. There's a big difference from being raised in a two-parent household and a one-parent household.
I was raised in a single-parent household. My mom did a hell of a job with me, but I can see the difference in me being in my children's lives and how they've grown up. I got an older son who, a younger son who graduated college. I got an older son who's out there working, doing his thing, taking care of his business. It's about how we raise them. The problem is our children are not being raised. The streets been raising our children for the longest. The government and this corporate slavery already knows what to do. That's why they cut the library. That's why they cut the rec centers. That's why they closed down playgrounds and pools. They know what we do to keep out of trouble. So if they cut those things, corporate slavery, then we have nothing but the streets to turn to. You can't even shoot basketball on a playground without somebody getting shot.
I have to say something. Can I say something? It seems like it must be you. Every time you come on, it's always the same thing about this corporate slavery thing. What we need to not do, and I know that I've said this on many and many occasions, we know what the problem is. If you don't know what the problem is, you're just retarded or not paying attention. That's not what we need to be focused on. We need to be focused on the fixing of the problem. Like the best thing that you said was that you have a program that you started a long time ago when you were in the school and you understood what it was needed. The best thing for you now is to get that team, put it together, and know everything that needs to be done. It's not a corporate slavery, because understand that if no one's in the library, you might as well shut it down. If no one, you understand what I'm saying? So we use them as, oh, they're cutting down the library. But if nobody's been in a library for the last 6 years, then you need to shut it down. Why? Because there's probably money that they could put it into something else. That is what people are looking at. So when they're closing down facilities, don't just say that it's a corporate slavery thing, because really what happens is our children are really not there. We don't have children. Like Toy said, it is in the house, but not what it's in the house about. It's about us doing it in the street because it's not getting done. You understand
what
we're talking about? Not the fact that they're not doing it, but the fact that, damn it, when I see you walk past me, I'm going to stop you because this is my house. When we walk these streets for those that don't want to say something to them, but no one should not have to say anything. The problem is people don't want to fight for it because they believe that it's an institutionalized slavery that's going on. And because we've been so institutionalized in this slavery for so many decades and generations, we can't keep saying this. Do you understand what I'm saying? We have to fix this because now our kids are looking at it and they're like, well, they talk about slavery and they talk about this and our children are just stupid. Our kids can't read passports. So no,
but again,
you understand? So we know
slavery. Corporate slavery is nothing but mental slavery. Fine, it's economic combined with mental slavery. More of our children are more concerned with Jordans and cable than they are with their academics. Why is that? Because it's all under corporate slavery, and it's not just our children. It's their parents. So how can I expect that child on that bus at Central to act if they go home to that behavior every day? It's what they know. As a teacher in the classroom, my students always had the utmost respect for me. To this day, they say Mr. when they see me. However, I was the pallbearer for one of my eighth graders when he turned 19. And I told all of them that was there, I won't be a pallbearer for another one of y'all. Because when they left my classroom, they went back to what they know, the streets of North Philadelphia, where I'm from. You can either be a product of your environment or you can be a producer in your environment. Now, until the environment gets more producers in it, then there's going to be a lot more product turned out in it.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying, and that's what Adrian is saying. What we're saying is both
can't work
and single parent households can't work it. That's bull. That's cockamamie. I don't want to hear that. There are men that are walking right now that have only had a mother, and they are doing it. Yeah, okay, kudos to you because you're a dad that seen that it was a lot easier with you there. But know that, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. It's no, you're not supposed to get kudos for checking homework. That's something that parents do. You know what I'm saying?
I think you missed my whole point. Can I cut in here for a second? What I'm trying to say is, and it's what he's saying. He was not saying it to get kudos. He's saying that that's missing in the home, and that he sees the difference of it missing in the home. What I'm trying to say is it extends past just what you do in your home. If you know that the neighbor next door to you has a child and that neighbor is not working with that child with their homework, then bring that child next door and help them with their homework. Right. If you see a child in the street that's acting a fool, tell that child to stop. I'm saying that we, the grown-up, have to take it to the next place. I don't care how it got there. The point of the matter is that it is here, and we have to stop talking it and start walking it. It's not just about what the children go home to. It's what the children live around. As I said earlier, my grandson was playing on the street. He picked up what he thought was a handful of rocks and came to show me the pretty new rocks that he thought he discovered. And guess what? It wasn't rocks. They were shell cases. So now understand what I'm saying to you when I say this. It's not just what the children see at home. It's not even what they're exposed to. Sometimes it's what they see walking down the street from home to school or from the store to home or to the playground, whatever. There are more grown men getting up to stand on corners and in front of houses every day than these children see going to work every day.
Right. That's correct.
So what I'm saying is when we see it, when we see these children doing things, we have to be the ones to say, stop it. It's not right. I expect more out of you than what you are doing. I don't care what your mama expects. I don't care what your daddy expects. I don't care how messed up your start is. It doesn't mean you have to have a messed up finish. Your situation does not dictate your destination.
I gotta cut it, guys, and we can definitely go to archive, but you know I gotta pay these bills, so it ain't going time. I wanna see when you get a real good topic, this is what happens, Javelin. It goes beyond, but I wanna thank God for what He's done for us, what He continues to do us, continue to do for us on a constant basis. Thank you, folks, all the folks around the world that are listening tonight. Listen, this is the Dynamic OLED and Gozy Primetime Radio, Studio 83 in Long Beach, California. Deli Nation has advertising from OLED, Deli, and Gozy Enterprise. You can reach us at the bevnet.bpweb.com. We are in Gozy Entertainment.bpweb.com. You can reach me there. Also, in Gozy Primetime Radio on Twitter, OLED_NGozyPrimetime on Instagram, and simply OLED, Deli, and Gozy Enterprise on Facebook. And you can reach me, you know, Ballhead went with the sharp frame, OLED, Deli, Malewa, and Gozy on Facebook, the greatest social media arm in the universe. Any comments or suggestions to our programming? oledeli.ngozyblemind@gmail.com. I tell you, Will, I mean, it's a shame. You know, thank you, Chaplain Toy Daly and the BevNet hashtag, Purpose Kingdom hashtag, BevNet hashtag, House Your Days crew that's on the line. Thank you, Self. Thank you, the brothers who just hung up, Anthony and GQ. I want to thank Shabazz. I just want to thank everybody. Thank you, Tony, for calling in. Thank you, Chris Nelson, for calling in. BevNet Strong. We only got 1 minute and 84 and about 8 seconds left to go on this program.
Are you
must
kidding
be off
me?
At 11:30. Yeah, it's 11:30, brother. Let's get it in, man. 1 minute. Let's go.
Oh, my God, man. Is it true? It's your last chance. Do you really care? Yo, man, I got to admit, brother. Oh, you can talk, man, because I wanted to talk when your mouth was moving. But look, man, if anybody want to donate, just say with brother at GoFundMe.com/TC4ZAWJW. And Purpose Kingdom Network is coming out. We're doing this, coming to you now in Long Beach, California. But my show goes on, which is called Just Too Thorough, on Tuesday, 9 o'clock. Now, I do have a company called Too Thorough Connections that I made a long time ago. It's a business consulting company. Yes, it's evolved. And I have a thing called Anything Goes Removal Service. But one day, I'm going to have my own limo service, and it's going to be called Owens Limo Service. But if you really want to help a brother, it's your last chance. Do you really care? You may donate at GoFundMe.com/TC4ZAWJW because as of May 25th, everything that I own will be on the Storage Wars. And it's about a lot of stuff in there that's worth thousands of dollars. I really had to emphasize that because it makes me mad when I think about what the heck is in there and I can't get it. You know what I mean? Because I got a lot of potential. I'm over here stupid with it, but I'm going to change the game. Yo, DJ Killer Kyle, my dog. Everybody out there, I love you. I'm going to make a part two because I ain't get a chance to say what the heck I wanted to say this time, but I guarantee you, it's coming to a theater near you. When you walk across the street, look which way, look both ways, then turn around and look another way. Holler at your boy.